Hi, this is Trish McGregor with your July 2025 Star Power Astrology Forecast. Thank you for joining me. It's a Mercury retrograde month. It begins on July 17th, 9:07 p.m. Pacific Time, and on July 18th at 12:45 a.m. Eastern Time. The retrograde is in Leo. It ends on August 11th at 3:30 a.m. Eastern and 12:30 a.m. Pacific. During these retro periods, communication gets screwed up, so it's best not to sign contracts, move, submit anything new. Double-check all appointments, and if possible, don't make plans because they're likely to change. Follow the rule of the three R's. Revise, reconsider, and review. Another biggie this month, Uranus enters Gemini, where it will be until May 22nd, 2033. The planet of the unpredictable takes 84 years to circle the zodiac and spends 7 to 8 years at each sign. As it leaves Taurus, where it's been since 2018, technology should make some significant leaps. You may experience unusual paranormal events, and sudden, unexpected change is the name of the game. It will retrograde back into Taurus from November 7th, 2025 to April 25th, 2026. Other important dates, July 4th, the 7th, the 10th, the 17th, the 22nd, and the 24th. So let's see how all this plays out with each sign. Aries. When Venus and Uranus are conjunct in Taurus on the 4th, it happens in your income area. So you may see a sudden uptick in what you earn. It may be the result of a creative project, and a woman or business or personal partner is helpful. The 7th is when Uranus enters Gemini in your third house. This 7-year transit will bring changes to how you communicate, your conscious thinking, and where you live. You may move. Your relationship with siblings and neighbors will change. Look back to 2018 when Uranus first entered Taurus. What changes did you experience in your life? On the 10th, the full moon in Capricorn occurs in your career area. Mars and Virgo transit, so you may be rushing to complete something. But with Mercury turning retro in a week, slow down, take your time, and don't submit until after August 11th. Mercury turns retro on the 17th in Leo, your fifth house. Be sure to communicate clearly with your kids, romantic partner, and any clients for whom you're doing creative work. Also, double-check on any plans you've made for fun and enjoyment, and follow the guidelines laid out at the beginning of the forecast. The 22nd brings a sextile between the Sun in Leo and Uranus in Gemini. Expect surprises today from a sibling, neighbor, or a friend. With Mercury retro, the surprises may have an unexpected twist, but just roll with things, Aries. You're good at that. If communications get screwed up, call the person. New moons bring new opportunities, but these may be delayed because of the retrograde. The new opportunities should occur in your fifth house, which rules romance, kids, creativity, and what you do for fun and pleasure. A sextile from Uranus and trines from Neptune and Saturn may bring about the achievement of a goal or dream you have, but it may not arrive until after August 11th. However, another thing to consider is all this. Pluto is opposed. That will have an impact for sure. Taurus. On the 4th, Venus and Uranus are conjunct in your sign. You may be in for a pleasant surprise in your love life or with a creative endeavor, or with both. Whatever happens will be totally unexpected. Uranus enters Gemini and your income area on July 7th. It's going to be there until November 7th, 2025, when it retrogrades back into your sign until April 25th, 2026, and then enters Gemini again. During its Gemini period, Uranus may bring sudden and unexpected surprises in what you earn, positive surprises. The full moon in Capricorn on the 10th occurs in your 9th house, and Mars in Virgo transit. Looks like you may be traveling Taurus, and it may stimulate a creative project in which you're involved. The full moon illuminates your worldview, spirituality, and your belief system. What should change in that area? Okay, buckle up. Mercury turns retrograde on the 17th and 18th in Leo. Between now and August 11th, when it turns direct again, be sure to communicate clearly with family members and everyone else. Don't sign contracts. Double-check appointments. Follow the rule of the three R's. Revise, review, and reconsider. On the 22nd, the Sun in Leo sextiles Uranus in Gemini. A surprise is in store for you, and it may mean money you hadn't expected arrives. Always a good reason to celebrate. The new moon in Leo on the 24th should bring new opportunities at home, within your family and personal environment. But since Mercury's retrograde, they may not show up until after August 11th. With a sextile from Uranus and Gemini and trines to this moon from both Saturn and Neptune, there may be stuff happening behind the scenes that impact your home life in a positive way. Gemini. On the 4th, Venus and Uranus are conjunct in Taurus. Since this takes place in your 12th house, you may experience a sudden realization about a sister, creative project, or about a romance. The insight is helpful. On the 7th, Uranus enters your sign. This 7-year transit is likely to increase any restlessness you feel, will heighten your communication abilities, and is likely to bring sudden change and excitement into your personal life. As a mutable air sign, you usually enjoy change, so try to go with the flow of whatever comes your way. The full moon in Capricorn on the 10th has Mars and Virgo trine to it. This moon illuminates shared resources, credit cards, insurance, mortgages. If you're applying for anything in those areas, the trine from Mars helps you to land the best deal. Take advantage of it now, because on the 17th, 18th, Mercury turns retro. And here it comes. Mercury turns retro on the 17th if you're in Pacific time, and 18th if you're in the Eastern time zone. It happens in Leo, in your communication area. Ouch. Be sure to follow the rule of the 3 R's mentioned earlier, and take the usual precautions about communicating clearly, not signing contracts or moving. These retro periods impact you and Virgo powerfully, since Mercury rules both signs. On the 22nd, the Sun in Leo sextiles Uranus in Gemini. Usually this favorable aspect is beneficial and should provide insights and sudden realization, but thanks to Mercury's trickery, things could get muddled. Regardless, it's a good day to get out and do something you enjoy. The new moon in Leo on the 25th should bring new communication opportunities. You conduct a workshop, write a book, teach something at which you excel. But thanks to the retrograde, these opportunities may not show up until after August 11th. Cancer. The conjunction of Venus and Uranus in Taurus on July 4th may bring more visibility to your network or brand. It will be sudden and unexpected, and a creative project or a woman will be significant in how why it happens. On the 7th, Uranus enters Gemini in your 12th house, where it will transit for most of the next 7 years, except for a retrograde period, from November 7th, 2025 to April 25th, 2026, when it returns to Taurus. This transit should bring unexpected insights and realizations about parts of your life, and you benefit from what you learn. The full moon in Capricorn on July 10th falls in your 7th house of partnerships. Mars and Virgo transit. This moon illuminates a partnership with a spouse or a professional, attorney, physician, accountant, boss, anyone with whom you interact financially. The trine facilitates the interaction. Then we come to the 17th, 18th, and Mercury turning retrograde to Leo until August 11th. Be sure to follow the rule of the 3 R's mentioned in the forecast, earlier in the forecast. This retro occurs in your income area, so if irregularities happen in terms of getting paid, tend to it immediately. Be grateful these retrograde periods only last for a matter of weeks. The 22nd brings a sextile between the Sun in Leo and Uranus in Gemini. In ordinary circumstances, this aspect would be exciting, even fun. But with Mercury retrograde in your income area, the surprises may mean your payment for something is screwed up. Take care of it and do the best that you can. It seems unfair that a new moon happens during a Mercury retrograde. On the 25th, the new moon in Leo happens in your income area, so that's where the new opportunity should appear. But with the retro, new opportunities to earn money or increase your income may not show up until after August 11th. Yeah, I know, boo and hiss. Leo. With the Mercury retro happening in your sign on July 17th, 18th, the period from the end to August 11th, when the retrograde ends, probably won't be your favorite time, Leo. But let's take a deeper look. On the 4th, the conjunction between Venus and Uranus occurs in your career area. This aspect should be positive, with a pleasant surprise headed your way. It could be almost anything, a promotion, a raise, or even a new job or side gig. A woman is helpful. On the 7th, Uranus enters Gemini in your 11th house, except for a brief period when Uranus retrogrades back into Taurus. This transit lasts for the next 7 years. You're in for some interesting surprises connected to your network or your brand. You might come up with a plan for promoting it, which benefits you financially. The full moon in Capricorn on the 10th has Mars and Virgo trine to it. This moon illuminates your daily work and the way you take care of your health on a daily basis. You may, for instance, take out a gym membership or increase the distance you walk or run daily. A project you were assigned in your daily work area has been bringing in additional income, and if it's drawing to completion, you start looking around for a new source of money. Then we come to the Mercury retro in Leo on the 17th if you live in Pacific time, or the 18th if you're in the Eastern time zone. Read or listen to the beginning of the forecast about this retro and follow the suggestions, especially the rule of the three R's: revise, review, and reconsider. Don't sign any contracts, don't move, and double-check all appointments. And hang in there. It'll be over on August 11th. On the 22nd, the Sun in Leo sextiles Uranus in Gemini. Even with the Mercury trickery, there may be a surprising development with your network or brand or a group of friends. If so, there could be a communication snafu, and it's wise to take care of it when it happens. The 24th brings a new moon in your sign. It sextiles Uranus and trines Neptune in Saturn. Under normal conditions, this new moon would usher in new opportunities into your personal life. It will still do that, but probably not until after Mercury turns direct on August 11th. The possibilities range from travel, possibly for work, to new members in your network. Virgo, the conjunction of Venus and Uranus in Taurus on July 4th may prompt you to teach, conduct a workshop, take all classes, or plan a trip overseas. Just try not to travel between July 17th, 18th, or to August 11th, while Mercury is retrograde Leo, unless you don't mind sudden, unexpected changes in your itinerary. Since Mercury rules your sign and Gemini, these retro periods tend to impact you more strongly. On the 7th, Uranus enters Gemini and will be there for the next 7 years, transiting your career area. This may result in sudden, unexpected changes in your professional life that can be positive. It depends on what you're looking for. It will retrograde back into Taurus from November 7, 2025 to April 25, 2026. The full moon in fellow Earth sign Capricorn on the 10th is in your 5th house and trine to Mars in your sign. If you're completing a creative project, you may be casting around for your next gig. If you and your partner have been trying to get pregnant, this full moon may bring the news you'd hope for. On the 17th, 18th, Mercury turns retro in Leo. Be sure to follow the rule of the three R's: revise, review, and reconsider. Don't sign a contract, don't move or have surgery, or submit anything new. Communicate clearly and succinctly, and double-check all appointments. And hang in there. It's over on August 11th. The 22nd brings a better aspect, a sextile between the Sun in Leo and Uranus in Gemini. This should result in a benefit of some kind to your professional life. But with Mercury misbehaving, miscommunication may be the game today. Correct it immediately if possible. The 24th brings a new moon that is sextile to Uranus in Gemini and trine to both Neptune and Saturn in Aries. New opportunities surface with new moons, but with Mercury misbehaving, they may be delayed until after August 11th. Some possibilities: a new gig you take on behind the scenes that boosts your income considerably. You land a freelance job that pays well. Libra, with the conjunction of Venus and Uranus in Taurus on July 4th, you may be receiving money you didn't expect in terms of Scorpio. Yes, it's a Mercury retro month, but since it doesn't start until the 17th Pacific time and the 18th Eastern time, that leaves half of July that is free of it. On July 4th, Venus and Uranus are conjunct in Taurus, your partnership area. You and your romantic partner may take the relationship to the next level. You may move in together, get engaged, or marry. The other possibility is that you team up with a business partner on a creative endeavor. July 7th features Uranus entering Gemini, where it will be for the next 7 years. Listen to reread the beginning of this forecast again about the Uranus transit. As it moves to your 8th house, other people's resources, the paranormal, life after death, there will be unexpected changes in your finances. Whether they're positive or negative will depend on the aspects Uranus makes to your other natal planets. It's likely that you have psychic experiences of one kind or another, so you may want to start keeping a journal. The full moon on the 10th is in Capricorn and occurs near third house of communication. This moon may signal that you're finishing up a communication project connected to your network or brand. The endeavor has been successful and your brand is happier. Then we come to the Mercury retrograde in Leo in your career area on the 17th or 18th, depending on which time zone you live in. The retro that impacts your professional life can be tough because they tend to impact other areas of your life too. You may have a lousy day at work and bring it home at the end of the day, or you carry it with you through a weekend, so your family and personal life are affected, or your finances, or your creativity. Follow the rule of the three R's: review, revise, and reconsider. Don't sign contracts, move, or have surgery. Communicate as clearly as possible, and hang in there. The retro ends on August 11th. On the 22nd, the Sun in Leo sextiles Uranus in Gemini. If Mercury were behaving, this aspect could attract money. Instead, communication with a colleague could ensue and create a real mess. If that happens, take care of it. Don't let it drag on. The new moon in Leo on the 24th should usher in new professional opportunities, a new career, a new job in a different field, a promotion, a move to a different office. With a sextile to Uranus and trines to both Neptune and Saturn, this new moon should be filled with mystery and insights. But thanks to the retro, none of this is likely to appear until after Mercury turns direct on August 11th. Sagittarius. Yes, there's a Mercury retro this month in fellow fire sign Leo, but it doesn't begin until the 17th or 18th, depending on which time zone you live in. That leaves the first part of July unencumbered. On the 4th, there's a conjunction between Venus and Uranus in Taurus. This one facilitates your celebrations for the 4th, whatever they may be. Given the situation in the country right now, I intend to look for a rally or a protest to attend. Uranus enters Gemini on the 7th and will be there for the next 7 years. There may be unexpected changes in your personal or professional partnerships. The transits should benefit your communication, network, or brand, and your ability to come up with new ideas. Listen to or read over the material on Uranus at the beginning of the forecast. The moon in Capricorn on the 10th, the full moon, is trined by Mars in Virgo. This one illuminates your second house of income. If you're self-employed and a source of income is drawing to a close, don't panic. Something new will show up after the Mercury retrograde ends on August 11th. Now here we go, July 17th or 18th. Mercury turns retro in Leo. It occurs in your ninth house and doesn't end until August 11th. To navigate this period more smoothly, follow the rule of the three R's: review, revise, and reconsider. Don't sign contracts, don't move or have surgery, and make sure you communicate clearly. This retrograde impacts your worldview, your spirituality, and your foreign travels. On the 22nd, the Sun in Leo sextiles Uranus in Gemini. Usually this would be a fun day with exciting events, but the retrograde may put a damper on things since the Sun is in the same sign as the retrograde. That said, get out and do something you enjoy anyway. The new moon in Leo on the 24th would ordinarily result in new opportunities, possibilities, a trip overseas, you decide to go to law school or grad school, your worldview or spirituality are changed or renewed. But thanks to the retro, these opportunities may not show up until after August 11th. Capricorn. This month's retrograde in Leo occurs on your financial axis in the 8th house. A payment you're expecting may get held up. Try to take care of the snafu immediately. Read or listen to the section at the beginning of the forecast on the retrograde, and be sure to follow the rule of the three R's: revise, review, and reconsider. Don't sign any contracts or move or have surgery. In the Pacific time zone, it starts on the 17th. In the Eastern time zone, it starts on the 18th. It ends on August 11th. On the 4th, Venus and Uranus are conjunct in fellow Earth sign Taurus in your 5th house. This beautiful aspect makes for an exciting day, romantically, creatively, and in terms of sheer enjoyment. Uranus enters Gemini on July 7th and will be there for the next 7 years, except for a retrograde period when it slips back into Taurus. This transit occurs near 6th house of daily work, so it's likely that during this time, that area changes. You may find a different job for better pay. You could land a promotion, or you may change careers altogether. The full moon in your sign on the 10th is trined by Mars in Virgo, and lucky you, it happens before Mercury acts up. Something in your personal life may be reaching completion. It could be in any area, a job, a relationship, a source of income, a lifestyle, a bad habit. You may move, get married, have a child. The trine from Mars prompts you to take action. Then we arrive at the Mercury retrograde on the 17th, 18th. The 8th house, where it takes place, rules other people's resources, insurance, mortgages, credits, investments, royalties. Be sure to keep an eye on these various areas until August 11th, when Mercury turns direct. The 22nd features a sextile between the Sun in Leo and Uranus in Gemini. Usually this aspect would make for an enjoyable day at work or outside of it, but with the retro, things may go south in some area of your daily work life. Grin and bear it. On the 24th, the new moon in Leo is sextile to Uranus and trines Neptune and Saturn. Normally, this new moon would bring new opportunities for income and credits, credit cards, mortgages, insurance. But thanks to the retrograde, these opportunities may not appear until after August 11th, when Mercury turns direct. Aquarius. Even though it's a Mercury retrograde month, it doesn't start until the 17th and 18th. So you have more than 2 weeks to enjoy the month before it starts. On the 4th, Venus and Uranus are conjunct in Taurus in your 4th house. This aspect sure lends itself to an enjoyable holiday, even if you just stick around the house. Uranus brings a pleasant surprise on the creative or romantic front. So if you aren't celebrating the 4th because freedom is definitely on the line these days, then get out and do something enjoyable with your partner and friends. The 7th brings Uranus into fellow air sign Gemini, where it will be for the next 7 years. Read over or listen to the material on Uranus at the beginning of the forecast. During this transit, your creativity is fired up, unusual ideas flow into your head, and your communication skills are heightened. If you and your partner are trying to start a family, Uranus is happy to bring that surprise. The full moon in Capricorn on the 10th is trined by Mars in Virgo. It looks as if something you've been doing behind the scenes, which has been bringing in money, may be nearing completion. Don't fret about it. Something else will surface. Okay, Mercury turns retro in Leo the 17th, 18th in your 7th house of partnership. This retrograde can lead to miscommunication in any area of your life, but it may be especially prevalent with personal and professional partners. Communicate clearly. Don't sign contracts. Follow the rule of the 3 R's. Revise, review, and reconsider. The 22nd brings a beautiful aspect between the Sun in Leo and Uranus in Gemini. Normally, this aspect would heighten your creativity and a joint project you're involved in with a business or personal partner. But with Mercury retro, there may be sudden, unexpected glitches in communication that disrupt things. Try to correct it quickly. The new moon in Leo on the 24th is sextile to Uranus and trine to both Neptune and Saturn in Aries. Usually this would bring new partnership opportunities, possibilities. You meet a new romantic interest. You and your partner decide to take your relationship to the next level by moving in together or getting married. You encounter exactly the right business partner. But with Mercury misbehaving, these possibilities may not show up until after August 11th, when Mercury turns direct. Pisces. On July 4th, Venus and Uranus are conjunct in Taurus. This aspect should heighten your communication abilities and may usher in a pleasant surprise with a romantic partner. It's possible that you move or discuss again, but if you need to sell your home first, put it on the market before Mercury turns retro on the 17th in the Pacific time zone and the 18th in the Eastern. The retro ends on August 11th. Uranus enters Gemini on July 7th, and for the next years will transit your 4th house. This transit indicates a number of things. You may move, get married, find the ideal roommate, or you and your partner find out you're going to have a child. In other words, surprises are in store for you that involve your home, family, and personal environment, and possibly your mother. The full moon in Capricorn on July 10th is trine to Mars in Virgo. This moon illuminates your network and brand. You and your business or personal partner may decide to start charging membership for your network, so you need to make sure you provide more material to make the fee worth it. On the 17th, the retrograde starts in Leo, in your sixth house of daily health and work, or on the 18th if you live in the Eastern time zone. Miscommunication runs rampant with colleagues and coworkers, but you've been through these retrogrades before, and by now you know what's involved. Just be sure to follow the rule of the three R's: review, reconsider, and revise. The sextile on the 22nd is between the Sun in Leo and Uranus in Gemini. Usually this aspect would be positive, bringing pleasant surprises to your creative projects, your love life, and your relationship with your kids. But with the retrograde, things may go haywire. Just hang in there, grin and bear it, and do what you can to rectify things. The new moon in Leo on the 24th should bring in new opportunities in your daily work. With Uranus and both Saturn and Neptune and Aries tossed into the mix through a sextile and trines, this opportunity should bring in additional income. But again, thanks to the retrograde, things may be delayed until after August 11th. Hang in there, Pisces. The next retro isn't until November.
Thanks for joining the Mystical Underground. Visit www.themysticalunderground.com for the latest blog post and book info. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Listen to the podcast at podcast.themysticalunderground.com. Follow Trish and Rob on Instagram at Trish and Rob McGregor. Follow us on Twitter at The Mystic Cast. Send email to podcast@themysticalunderground.com. And until next week, thank you for listening, and stay mystical.